Within Khatam al-Khwajgan, all of the kalimats, the verses that we recite, in reality they are all dua kalimats. They are verses of dua, supplication. In other words, with the intention of dua, we recite them, we read them. Repeatedly recurring, the objective, the purpose of reciting them repeatedly is this. The first intention of ours is this, that we are doing dua to Allah. Just like we read, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, this is a dua of ours, that, oh Allah Ta'ala, give us faith and conviction, give us reliance and trust in you. This itself is a great dua, which is in the Quran. The Anbiya recited this, himself, the Prophet ﷺ recited this dua, the Sahaba, noble companions recited this dua. And Allah Ta'ala has sealed this in the Quran, this verse. And in reality, this is a dua. That's why repeatedly, time and time again, we read these kalimat, these verses. More with sincerity and love you recite this dua. It's a dua. Then in the same way, more so Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua of the person. The other quality of these kalimat, these verses that our pious predecessors have said, is that A, they are themselves duas, and B, they are ismi adam, via reciting these themselves, duas accepted. So they are a dua. And also by reciting them, the dua is accepted. So both qualities are present in these dua kalimat. So recite with two niyah, two intentions. One is that by reciting these, due to these verses, our duas will be accepted. And the second niyah is that they themselves are a great dua, themselves, and understand the meaning of the dua. So this is that Allah give us tawakkul in you, give us trust in you, and you are the greatest, and every action you complete and fulfill, Allah, give me the yaqeen that you do this. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, he did this dua, oh Allah, give me such a yaqeen, such faith, conviction. Give me that faith, true, solid yaqeen, that whatever is in my destiny that you have ordained, that will occur for sure. And what will occur for sure? Oh Allah Ta'ala, allow me to be happy with that, content with that, so that I can be content and at peace. So see how much a person then becomes at peace and content. That whatever's happened, ordained in destiny, that is going to happen. And whatever's happened, there's nothing to be sad about. Say, oh Allah Ta'ala, give me sukoon, sakina, make me happy, and make me content and satisfied that you have ordained this. This is Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel that we recite. Keep reciting. Okay, now, these kalimat, these verses that we recited, these are dua, they are prayer themselves, and they are a means for our duas to be accepted by reciting these. That's why we recite these. The third quality, the third point, thawab, reward. So by reading these verses, their thawab is immense. A lot of good deeds are earned, a lot of blessings are earned, barakat. Allah Ta'ala's nearness is attained, Allah's love is attained, and the human being's levels, darajata, increased, and Allah's qurb is attained, Allah's nearness is attained. Why? Because these are Quranic verses, kalimat, and every letter you'll get 10 rewards. So immense rewards for reciting these verses, kalimat. So three qualities now of this. A, number one, they themselves are dua, these verses. We're doing dua to Allah when we read these verses. Secondly, when we recite these verses, they are means to the duas to be accepted. Allah Ta'ala accepts the duas by reciting this. And third, these are treasures. These are treasures of thawab, reward. Lots of reward is attained. And the fourth quality point, why are we reading these kalimats now? Subhanallah. Yes, our intention is that the thawab that we will attain by reciting these verses, our du'as will be accepted, and that we'll also get the complete reward for reciting these, we'll get the barakat complete for these, and we'll also get the complete reward, thawab, for these. And the amount of thawab we get, our intention is that, oh Allah Ta'ala, the thawab, the reward, we'd like to deliver that, share that. We'd like to deliver it to that pious elder sheikh through whom we earned the deen, we learned the deen, we attained the deen, and we learned dhikr. That is the meaning of Khatam al-Khwajgan. The Khwajgan, our pious predecessors, through whom, due to their efforts, these kalamats came to us, the pious predecessors of Naqshbandi silsila, the Naqshbandi order. So what we do is we say, Allah, please give all of this thawab to them, and we deliver all this thawab to them. We ask Allah to assign all this thawab to them. For example, the first verse we recited, Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sheikh of Sheikhs, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi alayh. And these kalimat, that kalimat we recited, all of the thawab we ask Allah to assign to him. The reaction is that he is a beloved. When we do ithal of the reward to a beloved servant of Allah, then Allah immediately allows his rahmah, mercy, to descend on that pious servant. And that whatever daraja he has in tasawwuf, mashallah, you are students of the tasawwuf subject, So whatever level that shaykh is on, whichever latifa of dhikr you're on as a student, then Allah Ta'ala puts more nur and light into your levels of your daraja due to the barakah of that wali Allah that you've assigned the reward to. That's why we recite this. Like the second kalma we recited, what was that? Hazrat Khwaja Bahauddin Naqshband, there was a connected to him. And he's for use and barakat. So all the reward and barakat, we ask Allah to assign it to him. Then what happens? Alhamdulillah, on his behalf, from his direction, the rahmah and mercy comes to the student. So this is an objective due to which we recite. Don't we just sit down and start reciting these kalma for nothing? There are lots of reasons, purposes behind this that our pious predecessors for thousands of years, hundreds of years, they made a habit of reciting these, that when you sit, you recite them and you get a lot of benefit. And then additionally, the same pious predecessors have stated that there is an effect in these kalamat, that every sickness, the cure is in these kalamat. So this is the cure. For example, the sisters, the women folk who are reading these kalamat at home, alhamdulillah, there are thousands of women folk around the world who are reading Khatam Khawaj Gandhi's verse at the moment. There are sicknesses at home, somebody is affected by jinnat, someone's got problems, somebody's got distress, sorrow, bad hard circumstances. A very easy method: take a bottle of water or a glass of water next to you with full faith that there is an effect of these kalamat, these verses. So when we complete Khatam Khawaj Gandhi, reciting all the verses, then every person should blow onto that water 7 times. Then after blowing on that water 7 times, then start to use that water, utilize that water. Whoever the sick people, give the water to drink. Whoever is distressed, give them the water. Whatever issue or sickness you want a cure for, until evening, keep on giving water to that person. Then in the evening, when it's Khatam Khawaja again, next majlis, then fresh water, blow on it again, then give that person drink. Inshallah, Allah's shifa, Allah's cure will start to take place. What easy methods we've been told. So many benefits for a person, immense benefits of dhikrullah, Allah's dhikr, Allah's remembrance. Recite Durood Sharif. So these kalimat are a treasure on every way or form, every shape or form. These are great kalimat, big, big kalimat. These are, and in the hadith is stated, such a big kalima this is, that when a human being recites this kalima, then underneath the arsh, there's a nurani illuminated satoon like a pillar that's hanging there. Just draw the sketch. Imagine, what pillar? Like a big boulder. And it's a satoon, a boulder, a rock, a pillar of this kalima. When a person on the earth, human being, recites this kalima, then in the heavens, that pillar, that rock starts to shake. It starts to shake. And it's nurani. And it's surrounding the arsh. So much nur is on that boulder, on that pillar, and it's swaying with happiness when a human being recites. Look at the connection, spiritual connection that a person has with the heavens via these kalimat. A human being has a connection with the heavens immediately. So then, Allah Ta'ala has, there's a hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah Ta'ala has given such a status to this kalima, that in the dunya there are so many sicknesses right now, and many more will come, all types. Before we didn't hear of cancer, thousands of sicknesses, diseases weren't present in our earlier generations, but now they've come. And the biggest sickness that was never there before, which is common today, and that is called depression. Depression, mental illness, mental sickness, brain sickness of the mind. And this is the biggest sickness and problem today in our society. Why? Because we, within our lives, so much materialism has come, dunya has come, worldly things have come. So the biggest sickness that has been created due to that is depression. Depression. All human beings are affected by this in some way or form. So many desires are within a person. You don't attain the desires, you only get what's in your destiny. And so a person goes into depression. Why don't I get this? Why don't I attain this? Why haven't I achieved this? So he goes into depression. So the biggest sickness is depression in the world. And there's no cure in the world. Worldwide, there's no cure for this. No cure at all. Ask anyone who is affected by this, who is aware of this. They'll say, oh, he's mad. He's going crazy. He's gone mad. Oh, jinns have come into him. Ghosts have come into him. Oh, he's been overpowered. But rather, it's a spiritual depression that he's going through. Psychologically, nafsiati, he's become a patient due to the desires of the world that have overtaken that person. His desires are not being fulfilled. He's become mad. And so, he has not got any contentment. He's not at peace. He's even got sabr, endurance. Have sabr, patience. What have you got? Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. If you haven't got it, Allah knows best, and that's better for you. We don't have that today. So this is such a sickness there's no cure for in the world. So Allah Ta'ala, in this kalima, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that I'm referring to, in the world, all of the sicknesses, all the sicknesses, the cure is in this kalima. Amazing. Amazing. And Allah Ta'ala says, with whichever intention a person recites this kalma, Allah, allow my cancer to be got rid of, his cancer will be eliminated. And when he recites this kalma, Allah, I'm reciting with this intention, may my headache go, then his headache will be eradicated. When he puts his hand on his head, understand? Whatever form or type of sickness that's in a person, affecting a person with Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and qurb, that sickness will decrease and disappear. Secondly, the quality that's in this kalima is that all the cures due to this, but there's a sickness in this world that there's no cure for, and this kalima is easy, that the depression is a minor thing that this kalima can cure and solve. That Allah Ta'ala, he can straight away eliminate depression. He will never be mad, that person, if he recites this kalima. But he has to do the recitation under the supervision of a elder, a religious teacher, who tells him how much to recite it, when to recite it, and with his tawajjuh attention, then these kalimat have an effect. So this kalima, if you look at it, what a great kalima. Great verse. 99% all the sicknesses in the world it cures. It's got spiritual and physical and mental. Dunya, persons embedded in dunya, then with this attention of his shaykh, he recites this kalima. If some issue in the world is not being, there's a reason for a disease. Oh, I can't achieve this in the world. Recite this kalima. Do dua. And what will happen is that you might not get that thing you want, but you also will not get depression either. So you are saved then from the sickness. So this is these are a few words that came to my mind about this kalima. And who is this kalima connected to? Subhanallah. This kalima verse is connected to Shaykh Sarhand, Hazrat Ahmad Farooqi Naqshbandi, Mujaddad Alaf Thani Rahmatullah. This is related to him. Great kalima. And he will get the thawabus of this. When he gets the thawab, then imagine how much rahma will come back to you. So Nur ala Nur becomes that student who recites this kalima. That person. So clearly, openly recite these kalimat, these verses. Recite Durood Sharif. So all of the shaykhs, we did dhikr that was connected, related to them. We recited kalimat verses for them. We ask Allah to send and assign the thawab, the reward to them. And who is the head of all the mashaykh? Head of all the teachers, the fountain of fairs and blessings, Imamul Anbiya, the Imam of the Prophets. So what kalimat are there attached to him through which we give ithali thawab to the Prophet? Because he is the real, the fountain, the head, and the kalimat, the verses that have been assigned to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are Durood Sharif, Durood. When you recite Durood, in Khatam Khwajgan, then what happens is that you are doing ithali thawab to the Holy Prophet. You are asking Allah to assign the thawab to him. And you know his status. Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. Allah says, I recite. Allah says, I recite. My angels recite. Durood. So such a great action that Allah is doing. Then imagine it's thawab, it's reward. That if we, when we recite Durood Sharif and present that durood in the court, the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you recite durood, where's the thawab going? To the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how much barakah is there in reciting this? That there was a sahabi, Ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, and he was, every companion had its style and method. And he was an ashik of what? Of the Durood Sharif. Subhanallah. Some sahaba were ashiks and lovers of different actions, and this sahabi was a lover of Durood Sharif. So he presented himself and said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I send durood upon you. I'm telling you the meaning of the hadith. He said that this much durood I recite upon you. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that recite more than this. Increase the quantity. Then he came back and said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with this much quantity I've started to recite. Can I send you more durood? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you can increase that, recite more. Then he came back, he said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I feel like reading durood all the time. Can I? He's seeking permission from his shaykh, because ijaza, this concept of permission, started from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you understand why you ask your shaykh, teacher, for permission? Like the sahaba asked permission from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, can I recite durood all the time? Every moment I want to keep on reciting durood upon you. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then all your difficulties will become easy, and all of your problems and your requests will be fulfilled, and you will be forgiven, and you've gone into paradise. You've gone into paradise. So imagine a great door that's opened in front of us. One maqam, status comes when, a level comes with the student, when the shaykh says to the student, you can recite durood. Because every student is on a different level, different status. At that time, the student's halat condition becomes like this. And this is proven from this hadith that this was an action of a sahabi. It's not innovation, not bidah. That if the shaykh gives the ijazah of durood sharif to student. So when we do khatam kwajgan, all the verses, kalmas, we have ijazah. That durood sharif, when you recite it, then the ithal ithwab, the reward is being assigned to Imamul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you can imagine yourself that from the Prophet, I mean, from his direction, how many barakat will come, all difficulties will be solved, all issues will be solved, all problems will be eradicated. Maraqaba. Now do maraqaba, pay attention to your heart, and inside your heart, to attain the fares of Allah, do the dhikr of Allah. As you do dhikr, Allah's fares and blessings, you'll start to draw upon Faizan-e Rabbi. The fares of your Lord will come down like noor and like rain. And the name of Allah, 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 is a great benefit of this. Pay your attention of your heart to this. Pay attention to your heart in a good way and empty your heart of all thoughts. Pay your attention to your heart and connect your heart towards Allah. Focus your heart towards Allah, and then with a lot of love, with a lot of respect, humility, with the tongue of the heart, say, Allah, 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 recite this. This is called dhikr khafi or qalbi dhikr, dhikr of the heart. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart with Allah's ism-e mubarak, Allah, 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 with Allah's blessed name.